Hello, everyone. This is Allison. Welcome to another episode on Playdate, the podcast where I get to hang out and you get to hang out. We all get to hang out with amazing people who have created really unique careers for themselves. And they've done it through play, through curiosity, through adventure, and just being willing to go outside the box. And today I'm so excited because I'm here with an amazing new friend who I met at Connection Camp, which a lot of the people I'm interviewing in this podcast I've met at Connection Camp, which is amazing. But we've gotten to know each other a little better. We marched in the Poseidon Parade together, which is fun. So I'm here with Vinny, and he is an incredible person who is so committed to just people feeling really good in their body through yoga. But there's more. There's way more. So Vinny, I'm so happy to have you here.
Oh, it's so great to be here. Thank you for having me on the Playdate podcast.
You are so welcome. So how do you describe what you do? Like, what is it that you do?
I stretch in public. And what I've noticed when I stretch in public is that I give people around me the permission to join. It's like a non-invasive invitation to take care of yourself and do what feels good in our body, just anywhere, anytime.
I love that. And I have to say, you really do embody that. Like, we're here today at this amazing little vegan cafe in Brooklyn called Little Chalk Apothecary. And we had our turmeric smoothies. And as soon as you sat down at the table, I immediately like sat up way straighter.
Yes.
When Vinny's around, we're all like stretching our bodies and feeling good and being tall in our spine.
This is so great to hear. Thank you.
So where do you stretch in public? Where do you do that?
So I do it anywhere I go, and I always take myself to parks. I love being outside. So specifically Washington Square Park has been my latest juicy spot to stretch. And then when I'm traveling at the airport, I like to stretch on the subway platform, on the train even. And that's really where it started. I stretched at JFK, and I noticed three people do the same exact stretch. I was doing a lunge. I was after a long flight, and I noticed three people do the same stretch as me. So I knew there was some power to this. And this was in 2008. 10 years ago.
Wow.
And so now since then I've just watched the reaction and the change of the energy around me. And especially on the subway, I'll see people sit up straighter. I'll see people kind of like be like, oh, and maybe do like PT exercises that I'm familiar with, or just like maybe do the exact same stretch, like a shoulder stretch or a lunge on the platform or a hamstring stretch. And it's really just powerful. And sometimes people smile, and sometimes I connect and we engage. But generally, especially in New York, it's not so engaging. It's just the energetic shift that I notice.
I love that. And I love how bold you are. It takes a certain level of like comfort with yourself to be willing to do something that maybe, you know, some people might perceive as weird. And I know you have a term for that. Like, how did you get over your fear of what people might think of you when you started stretching in public?
Oh, this is a new term. FOPO, the fear of other people's opinions. I think what helped me get rid of FOPO is the 7 years that I spent closeted and not being my true self. This was many moons ago, but that kind of changed the way I view the world. And when I finally decided to be honest and be truthful with the fact that I am a gay male, I started really lengthening my spine and like throwing off this cloak that was like hiding me. So I started being taller and then finding yoga. I literally got a half an inch taller practicing yoga. So I think it's just, it's like this path that I've been on that has helped me, like, not give up. Can we curse on this podcast? Not give a fuck about what other people think and just be doing me and listening, tapping into what my voice is saying.
Wow. That is amazing. That's so amazing. And like, what? I wonder what the world would be like if we all did that, right? We all gave ourselves permission to be our true self. Like, and I love that FOPO, fear of other people's opinions. What a blessing you are. And you, yeah, like you really do embody this. Like, I feel like when you're around, I feel more free to just be myself and like be silly, do whatever it is that I'm afraid, like people will judge or, you know, that kind of thing. So, and it's interesting that you shared that you got taller in your spine. You mentioned your spine. I think that's so fascinating because like, it's like our backbone, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm curious to know like what initiated you reclaiming your backbone or like really like being like, I'm going to stand for who I am. What was the initiation?
So 2 years ago, I left a 9-to-5 corporate job that I had been working for 9 years. But during that, it was a great job. It paid my rent. And then when I found this calling of yoga, to study this style of health, of holistic health, I went full in. I flew to India. I studied philosophy. I tried to practice every type of yoga there is. There's so many to try. And I think what it was I was working for someone else. And I was doing something. I was telling stories with numbers. I was an accountant. And it was fun for a time. Yeah. But and I think a lot of people relate with this, and I've talked with a lot of people about this, like going to a job 9-to-5 where you could get the work done in 1 hour. Like you could work 1 hour a day, right? And so that just blew my mind. Like, well, what else could we be doing if we weren't like chained to this desk and like can't leave, you know, like just get the work done and then do other things. So I would do that. I would do other things at my job, and I would like plan events and I would teach, I was teaching cycling classes, spin classes. So I really wanted to just do what I wanted to do all the time and work of sharing this work in sharing this idea of listening to your voice. And thank you, yoga. Thank you. Yeah.
Wow. What a blessing. We have a similar story in that like yoga really saved me when I was 18 and I went to a yoga class, and it was such a transformational experience. It was such a healing experience. And I remember afterwards, like, feeling my body for the first time, like, in a new way that I had never felt it before. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was almost like the lights got turned on in the world after that class. Like, everything became bright colors. I was like, wow, I had no idea how, like, numb I was, you know. And yoga is such a blessing, such amazing blessing. So how do you make a living off of this? Like, what else do you do? I know you stretch in public, and that's, like, one aspect of what you do. But what else, you know, what are the other elements of your, you know, your career, I guess we'll call it? Juicy career.
Well, I also, in my path of study, I also went to the Integrative Nutrition Institute for Integrative Nutrition, where I studied holistic nutrition. So not only just the food we eat, but also like how we spend our time, the relationships we keep, the spirituality that we find in this life, in this world, the exercise we do, and the work we do. So I use that, and I was for a time I was doing health coaching and motivating people. And I come from an Italian background, so I really like to say like I light a fire under people's asses and like really get people to like get into gear and work towards whatever they want to work towards. So that's a part of it, but mostly I'm teaching yoga. I do community classes all over the city, Sky Ting, Yoga Vida. I have my own studio in Bay Ridge, and then I see, and I also teach in Rockaway Beach, Burn Fitness, if anyone wants to come out to the beach. But I see people one-on-one or two-on-one. I work a lot with couples, doing private yoga where we can get really fine-tuned onto what that one person or two people need specifically. But right now, I am starting to host stretching in public workshops.
Ooh, juicy. So I want to post your schedule. So for those of you that are listening to this podcast and you're in the New York City area, you've got to get to a class with Vinny and or maybe have him come to your home and have him facilitate a private class. Because he really does embody yoga and you live it and like you breathe it, I can tell. And I know last time you were telling me you attend six or seven yoga classes yourself a week.
So I have like this seasonal track as we all do, right? Like how it changes with the seasons. But I do love to see my teachers, the teachers that I love and respect and like speak my language and I totally learn from and I learn about myself while being in their class. That's the key, I think, to a good yoga class. So I try and get to class as much as I can throughout the week. Currently right now with the transition into fall, I am doing a lot of home practice. And I've recently fell in love with my lacrosse ball and my foam roller that I like to lay on for a good 30 minutes, if not 60 minutes a day.
Ooh, so juicy. I love my foam roller too. It's something that's new for me, but I feel like it's connected to yoga. I mean, what for you is the connection between like the foam roller and the yoga ball, like using those as well as your yoga practice?
Yeah, I think what the foam roller and the lacrosse ball helped me do is talk to a specific muscle or tendon, like the whole group, and like get in there where some of the poses might lengthen it and help, but I think with the roller, it's like a tactile contact massage. It's a self massage. I love it.
Oh my God, so juicy. So I want to take a short break and then I want to dive into stretching in public because I know you have some interesting, juicy classes coming up where people can actually learn themselves how to facilitate stretching in public in their own community. So if you're listening to this and you live in Australia or Taiwan or Bangalore or, I don't know, Amsterdam, you can actually potentially come and take this training and then facilitate in your part of the world. So yeah. Yay! So we'll see you in a few. So we're back. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm so excited because we're going to talk about stretching in public. Woo. And also, I'm curious because I know you have a story about Meet Your Cousin Vinny. What's that story?
Well, I like to introduce myself to people, and I know for me, sometimes I instantaneously forget someone's name when I get introduced to them. Has that happened to you?
Yeah.
So I like to make a mark, and I, when I introduce myself to someone, I'll say, "Hi, I'm Vinny, like your cousin." And if I feel a good energy, like I feel with you and with all of your listeners, I feel like anyone who's listening to you, I have a, there's like some kindred cosmic connection. So I say, you can call me your cousin. Anything you need, I got your back.
I love that. That's amazing. Oh, you just touched my heart. I love that. Yeah, I feel that. So, and I'm imagining, because I feel like when you stretch in public, it really is about that same energetic. Like you want people to have their own backs, but you also want to empower people to like have the backs of their friends and family by teaching them some really simple techniques, yoga techniques. So tell me more about these upcoming classes and teacher trainings.
Yeah. So stretching in public, I always say the first rule is keep yourself safe. Keep yourself safe, keep your stuff safe. So if we're stretching in the park, you know, we make sure our bag is in eyesight, in our eye line, so we can keep it safe. But also the whole idea is keeping your body safe. So this training, this workshop, these classes that I'm teaching specifically around stretching in public are tools and techniques to integrate into the daily grind. We're going to be doing these things every day, whether it's commuting or getting your breakfast at this coffee shop or whatever it is, wherever you're going, like you have your routines. It's how to integrate these recipes, these magical movement recipes into your life so that your body is supported and you're keeping an eye on your body and not letting it decompose or, you know, disintegrate. You're keeping it uplifted and bright and vibrant and buoyant. Yeah.
Ooh, I love all those words. When you said buoyant, I was like, yes, that's how I want to feel. That's the feeling I want to have. And so what is a stretching in public? Like, what does it look like? What happens? Like when you, I know there's one at Washington Square Park, for example, next Tuesday that I have on my calendar. Yeah. So, you know, what happens? Like, take us through like a little experience of it.
Yeah. Okay. So first there's me in the park on a random Wednesday, and I'm doing my stretching, and I'm noticing, oh, the guy two seats down is stretching as well, right? And it's just like that air, that energetic growth around. And then there's the stretching in public meetups where people will come specifically to meet up with me and to stretch with me. And it's like so yummy. And I'll lead like 10 different postures and talk and tell stories and like really get into the why, like why we want to open up our shoulders. Oh, so we can have better communication skills and we can be more open in our chest and we can access our lungs. And then with that meetup, it grows even bigger because now we have 10, 20, 30 people in a circle all doing the same stretch. And then who's just walking by that's like, oh, this looks good. This sounds good. And just joins in. It's like magic. And it just grows and grows. And it's such a bright light. It's like the sun growing, like it's fire.
I love that. And I imagine, so I want you to tell people where, you know, when the dates of these classes, because I'm imagining there's places in the world, like New York is an interesting place. We're lucky to live in New York City where you can see some interesting things happening, but it can also be heavy sometimes, you know, especially on a gray day. Like everyone's doing their grind and there's times in the subway when everyone's going to work or coming home and they're tired and it can feel real heavy. But I'm also imagining there's places in the world where maybe there aren't a million yoga studios or there aren't a ton of yoga teachers. And so someone that can actually be this bright light and like come with a little sign and pop up somewhere where people might be, you know, desiring a chance to connect to their body. So it's so genius what you're creating. I love it.
Yay! Oh, thank you. Yeah. So next Wednesday, every Wednesday, I'm going to be in Washington Square Park from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Okay. And I'm going to be putting up a sign. I was inspired by the poem guy who writes authentic poems right there on the spot. So Wednesdays, I'm going to have a sign. It's going to say yoga office hours. Tell me your ailment and receive some therapeutic healing techniques. And that will be me and my mat and hanging out and stretching and doing like one-on-ones or group stuff. But the meetups, Tuesday, October 16th, and then Tuesday, October 30th. at 6 p.m. in Washington Square Park, and we're going to do an hour of a whole choreography for life, stretching meetup. And then I'm going to be doing workshops. So this is more like trainings in a yoga studio. November 11th. It's a Sunday at 2 p.m. I'm going to be at Sky Ting in Tribeca. Beautiful studio. And then December 20th, it's a Thursday night. I'm going to be at Yoga Vida.
Okay.
Another awesome studio. It's where I started my trainings. At 6:15, Stretching in Public, the workshop.
Love it.
Yeah.
Amazing. So we're definitely going to put in the show notes, you know, a way that people can contact you. But how can people find you? Like, if they're curious, if you've mentioned something in this episode that really is like, you're curious, they have questions, what's the best way for them to connect?
The best way, Instagram.
Yeah.
At Stretching in Public. Send me a question. I usually send a video back. Like, yeah. If you send me, oh, my hamstring is really tight and I haven't found a way to release it, I'll send you a video of, like, a couple of things you can do. Or I might just type it up and write it back to you. Yeah, I love engagement on Instagram. Comment, DM, all the things.
Slide into your DMs. Yeah. I love it. Okay, cool. So I know that there's a couple other very, very, very juicy possible like things that are brewing on your end. So for those of you that are, so one of the things I love about you and the people that come on this podcast is they're very highly creative beings, but they're also passionate beings, and they're up to like, they're driven by a mission, but they're doing it in the way that works for them. And so these two things that you share with me before we started the podcast, I want you to share because I know they're brewing and maybe there's someone out there that can connect you. So in the next segment, we'll drop those little beauties. See you soon. Ooh, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. We're literally shaking and like stretching right now. So there's some exciting things that you share with me. So what's coming up?
What's coming up? So we have the workshops yeah. coming up. Those are new and exciting. Mm-hmm. And then I have this foresight. There's a download in a dream, as most of my downloads come in my dreams, of a road trip, of taking Stretching in Public across the country. The mission and the passion for Stretching in Public is spreading more awareness around taking care of ourselves and giving people the power to really hone in on how their body can heal themselves. So I'm gonna take it across the country. I'm gonna get in my truck and drive across the country. And I would love to connect with yoga studios in different cities along the way and host the workshop. And then I'll also be going to high traffic parks where there's lots of bodies out and the sunshine. And I'll be having my yoga office hours with a mat, and I'll be offering one-on-one consultations to share the techniques that I've studied over the past lifetime, so all the lifetimes, but specifically the last 4 years that I've been studying yoga and holistic health and yeah.
That sounds so fun, and what an awesome way to spread the word. So if you're listening, connect with Vinny, connect with Stretching in Public, because maybe you know of a yoga studio or you own a yoga studio or who knows. I'm just curious what parks you have in mind. Like, do you have like dream cities or dream parks that you'd love to stretch in public in?
It's coming together. I definitely will be going south. Yeah. Through this beautiful country. Yeah.
Ooh, there's a great, beautiful park in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. And great. Seattle has like epic parks. Oh my God. I mean, I'm sure there's so many amazing parks all over the country, but Seattle has amazing public parks.
Great. Yeah. Send me your park suggestions. Send me what city you want me to come to, and I will come to your city. Yeah, it's very open right now. I'm thinking spring or late summer of 2019. So send me all your suggestions. I've started drawing the map, and yeah.
I love it. So you guys are getting a glimpse of the creation process, like how something gets created from, like you said, from the moment you download it, sometimes in a dream, and then there's like a period of gestation where it's like a little vague, but you're kind of gathering details and you're drawing. And is that how you create a lot of your business projects?
Yes. And then I also take it to the next step, which is the ripening, which is when I'm out there and doing it, and it's like fire and heat, and I'm out there and I'm going, and smiles, and it's connections, it's engagement. And then the other side, where it's like the coming down, and like the really introspective, where it gets quiet, and like you come down on the other side, and this is like a daily thing and a project thing, and then you gain the insight to go either do it again or do it a different way or do a different project. So I make sure that I roll with the wave, and I go up and down on the wave, and I don't just drop off.
Yes.
And that's a big thing for me that I like to really hone in on.
That's so beautiful. It's like in completing the creation process, including the digestion, which is like that time after where you have to reevaluate and go inward and yeah, and then be like, okay, what's next? You know, what worked, what didn't work? I love that. Ooh, that's so fun.
it's like the quiet. It's like the moon cycles or just the day. Like when you go home at night and you go into your nighttime routine and you brush your teeth and you floss, and then you're like clear and you clear your head of your day, and maybe you journal and come back to center, to zero, to self.
That's so key. I think a lot of people, it's so easy to not have a nighttime routine, you know, with our phones and all the things that, but yeah, the nights when I do really like do my full nighttime routine, it's amazing how the next day I'm so much more productive, you know? So it really is like so key. Do you have a nighttime routine that you do every night, or do you kind of like vary it?
Yeah, I always give myself a foot massage with some essential oils, like a clove, rosemary. I like to read near bed just so like I can just focus on a story. Recently, I've been reading nonfiction at bed. And sometimes I'll... This was a practice for a while, and I really like it. I pull an animal spirit card and just draw in some type of animal nature element into my head, into my psyche, and really ruminate on it. And I read a little bit about the animal. Yeah.
I love that. That's so juicy. I love it. Yeah. It's so key. Inner reflection, inner connection, inner reflection, and then go out and shine and then come back. What a delicious, delicious, juicy interview and just time. I always love spending time with you. Thank you for being you in the world. I love how you shine, and I love how you like live and embody what you teach and what you're passionate about. And I totally want to like, because I have a vision for a cross-country thing, too, with Permission to Play. So I'm like, ooh, maybe we can intersect in a city, and that'd be so fun. And do another podcast, or who knows what, hang out. So thank you so much, Vinny, for being on, and keep shining.
Woo! Thank you for having me. I really love connecting with you, and this bright light that you bring, and this exuberancy that just bubbles when you smile and giggle and dance and shake and juicy it up. I'd really appreciate this connection and working together.
Yes. All right, people. We love you. We'll see you next time. Bye. Kisses, shakes, stretches. Woo. Oh my gosh. So Vinny wants to give you a gift, give us all a gift. Me and you together are going to get a gift. So he wants to share a few simple things that you can do if you're sitting at your desk or, you know, you're driving or, you know, you have like a couple minutes just to connect to your body. So yes.
Yeah. So first stretch that I want to share is an easy one that maybe you've been sitting at the computer for a really long time, or you're just like, I have no energy or like motivation. This is the simplest thing you can do, is lift your hands over your head. You can clap your hands. You can interlace your fingers and turn your palms up towards the sky. You can just hang out there. It's really simple. I love to do this one when the train is 10 minutes away and I've got to wait on the platform. So I don't wait, I optimize. Lift your hands up. And then you can even, take your hands in circles behind your head, keeping your fingers interlaced. Make sure you go both directions. It's really a way to get your shoulders open. That's a lovely, juicy one.
Yes.
I'm gonna keep rolling.
Yes.
Yeah. Another one, if you ever have low back, like pains or issues that I know is like one of the highest, that's what I hear a lot about is low back pain. Fold forward. But this is the key. When you fold forward, so you're just folding in half, right? You're bringing your hands towards your feet. Put a bend in your knees. The pose is not about, it's not a hamstring stretch. This is to get you out of your back. So put a bend in your knees and make the hinge at your hips, not at your waist. So you're really laying your belly on your thighs and you're letting your whole back release. And then put a song on, hang out there. You can put your butt up against the wall. You can put on the new Robin album. You can just, you can put on a YouTube. Like really, if there's like a struggle to get into it, do something that you love. Put on a song you love. Or take 20 breaths. You know, put a quantity on it so you actually do it. My teacher has us take as many breaths as we are alive.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I take 35 breaths when I do poses. Yeah, and really enjoy it. Make it juicy. Make it a yummy, delicious inhalation. A yummy, delicious exhalation. Make a sound. Yeah, enjoy it. So folding forward is really great for the back. And then arms up, invigoration. Yeah.
Those are so juicy, so simple. Yeah. Anyone can do it. You know, it's just like, could people fold forward, say they're sitting in their office chair? Could they do that?
Oh, totally. If you're sitting in a chair, a nice thing to play with is like shimmying your belly onto your thighs and getting your armpits close to your knees.
Okay.
And really just like hanging down, hanging over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's really yummy. And then another really juicy one for bedtime. We talked about bedtime routines. Another thing I love to do, and this is great after like a long day, or maybe you've been traveling or walking around a lot and going, put your feet up the wall.
Oh my God, I love that pose, and I forget to do that a lot, but it's so delicious. So, yeah.
So delicious. It drains the lymphatic system. Which sometimes pools at the feet, right, if we've been standing all day. So it just switches things up. It gets anything that's collecting at the feet to drain out. So literally just you can do it in your bed or you could do it laying on the floor. Put your butt up against the wall and then bring your feet up towards the ceiling. And you're just laying on your back. You can read a book.
Yeah.
You can have a phone call. You can fall asleep. You can just breathe.
Oh my God, these are the best. Let us know. Let Vinny know. DM him at Stretching in Public and let him know if you did a stretch or if you have a question. And we're all going to be super lubricated and
yes.
In the flow. All right, we'll see you all soon. Bye.
Bye.